This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Nights with Laura on Hope 103.2, back for our second week of the forum, returning with Wendy Gilbert from the Yaya Revolution tonight to talk more about the family juggle and what kind of role parents really play in shaping that family environment. Wendy, hello.
Hi, Laura. Great to be back.
Thank you for joining us again. So parents, what kind of role do they play within the family?
Well, they're actually the number one key. If you ask me, I think their foundation, their central, they're like the strong tower. So how the parent responds to situation, the atmosphere they bring into the home, the feel they carry, what's going on in their lives will carry through the whole family. You know, this is great expression of mum ain't happy, nobody's happy. And that's true of dad as well. But we as parents need to take stock of ourselves. And it's so easy to shift the blame and go, oh, this kid's doing that or that teenager got a bad attitude. But yes, there'll be stuff going on in their lives because we're all imperfect. But this whole series is about how as a parent we can have a look at our own lives and how we impact the relationship with our kids and taking responsibility for that. And that's not a guilt thing. It's just going, let's just stop and think how we, if I can change a little bit to make it better, then let's do it. That's quite empowering, actually, if you can look at what you can do differently to make it better rather than waiting for someone else to change, because actually we can never change anyone else. So that's what today's about.
So what do you think the key kind of ways are, I guess, to know that you need a bit of time for yourself and know that you need to address those kind of things?
When you start to feel burnt out, I think, when you start to find you're responding in a bad way every time something happens, you know, it's really so important as a parent to take time to refresh and restore. You know, it's a funny mix parenting because you can so easily feel guilty. You're not doing enough. You're not doing the right thing by your kids. You know, then they're struggling, then you take it on board. But you know, I think one of the most important things and one of the things that parents often don't do is take time for themselves. You know, Laura, I don't know if you've ever been on an aeroplane, I'm sure you have, where you get on and they give you that explanation of the oxygen mask and they talk about how you should put the oxygen mask on yourself first because then you can help someone, either a child or an older person in need. And, you know, it's a funny thing that they do. It's not very ever very comforting when you get on the plane, they give you, if we crash, this is what you do.
But, yeah, exactly.
But it's a little bit like that as a parent. We need to actually put the oxygen mask on ourselves first so that we can help our kids, that we can support them. Interestingly, I was reading about the whole oxygen mask thing on the plane. If you don't put oxygen on, it's a very short period of time, it's like 15 seconds before you actually black out. So if you're blacked out, you can't actually help anyone else. And it's a little bit like this as a parent. If you run out of steam, if you run out of energy, if you run out of, you know, peace in your own life, you react, you respond in ways that you may not want to respond. So I just think it's so important to take time. And that's different for everybody. You know, for me, I might go for a walk or a swim or read a book or watch a movie. Some people, you know, my husband loves soccer. He goes for a game of soccer with some mates. It's just so important to just take time out for yourself. And that's a balance too, because obviously it doesn't want to be all about you because your kids get neglected. But just refreshing, just taking time out for yourself is really a key thing. It's crucial, actually.
Yeah, and I guess that applies whether you're in a single-parent family or whether you're in, you know, a two-parent family. But something that obviously the two-parent families would need to think about as well is creating that time for the relationship between the two parents, like making sure that's fed amongst this, you know, family juggle that's continuing to go on.
Oh, absolutely, and that's one thing that can fall apart and then create a whole lot of stress. So, yes, time for ourselves. I mean, I use my own family because it's what we live out of, but my husband go for a walk after dinner, just for 15 minutes sometimes, just to chat and catch up and hold hands and whatever. But I know friends that, you know, they might ring each other on their way home from work so they've had time to catch up or, you know, date night. All those things are really crucial. You know, a healthy, you know, they often say what's the best thing and dads can do for mums, for their kids is love the mums, you know. So just taking care of that original relationship because they're going to be the ones you're stuck with at the end of the day. So it's really important, you're right, crucial.
Wendy, thanks again. It's been a pleasure. Next week we're going to be talking about the emotional impact of parents on the family. Looking forward to that, Wendy. We'll catch you then.
Thanks, Laura.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.